You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Segment called You're an Adult, but What Are Your Parents Still Helping You With? We were laughing off the air yesterday about how we went through something like three producers in a row. Is that right? At least two that never once did their taxes. Their moms did their taxes for them.
Yeah.
And our producers are grown-ass adults.
And we're like, what? I wonder if Josh's parents do his. I don't think I've ever asked him. I can't see the lights off in there. You're going to have to come in here, Josh. I can't see you. But yeah, you're right. We went through like three or four, and we gave him hell every year that it was like, oh, I got to go drop my taxes off to my mom so she could do them for me.
Mommy does my taxes.
Like, really? You just hop on TurboTax. It walks you through it.
Yeah.
Actually, Katie even came in the other day, and she's like, I have questions about my daughter's taxes. Can you help me? I was like, what? Why are you doing them?
So Katie's daughter is asking her, and she's asking us. Well, which makes sense. I mean, I could practically be Katie's father, so might as well ask your parents.
Yeah, you could.
What about you now? My parents are gone, but what about you?
I've been racking my brain. I can't think of anything.
Your mom used to come over and do your laundry for you until just a few years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Since I've known you.
Well, that's like 20 years ago then. I can't think of anything. I posted this on my Facebook this morning, though, and some of the messages started coming in. Multiple people in their early 30s talking about how their parents still pay for their phone, pay for their car insurance.
Wow.
Medical bills. Here's Rachel. Right. My dad still pays for my phone. I'm 33. He says, I have enough to worry about in this economy. I got this for you, is what she said. So multiple people still having their parents.
That's sweet.
I guess if you get like on a family plan or something and it's cheaper, but I still feel like you should be spiffing your parents some cash if they're covering your phone. Here's Josh. Are you doing your own taxes?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing everything. I'm self-sufficient over here.
Your parents don't do anything?
Finally, we've got a producer who does his own taxes.
No, they don't do anything for me. I pay for everything.
That's good. Your dad came with you to look at that car that my sister sold, but I guess that's
okay. Yeah, but that's just looking at a second opinion. Getting a second opinion.
That's a second opinion. Yeah. I got to meet Josh's dad. He was a nice guy.
Oh, thank you.
Strong handshake, that guy.
I don't I wouldn't mind meeting his dad, but I'd really like to meet his mom.
That's what everybody says.
Yeah.
Gotten those jokes since I was in middle school.
Yeah, buddy.
That's what you get for showing us pictures of your family. But you know what? Josh just comes from a beautiful family. Let's just say it. He's a beautiful young man, and
he's
a good-looking
family.
Beautiful family.
The gene pool did them well, for sure.
Yeah. Normally, when you've got good-looking parents, some of the kids turn out hideous. I mean, there's just like that's just like a
one
law
of your brothers
of
looks a little off, but your sisters turned out great.
Oh, that's right. It could be one of your brothers.
He got some leftovers.
Anyway,
he was the runt of the litter.
Back to the...
It's probably me. It's probably me.
They didn't throw you back, though, so that's good.
Anyway, yeah, going back, what are your parents still paying for?
What are your parents, paying for or just helping you with? One thing that I do remember was being in my 20s and even into my early 30s before I moved to Colorado was I remember my dad coming to the... Because... You know that I don't really have the handyman gene. There's things I can do. I put in a mean dimmer switch. I'll tell you that right now. But I do. My dad was such a handyman and could fix anything. It was insane, whether it was something with a car, with a house, with outside, with plumbing. It just didn't matter. It's like he came up in that era where you just learned to do everything. Kind of like Jeremy is now. It's kind of a lost breed kind of thing.
Yep.
But I do remember my dad coming. If there was any problem with my house, I'd be 32 years old. And I'm like, hey, Dad, I don't know.
Little help here
about this. And he'd love doing it. So he would come over, have all of his tools, his toolbox and everything, you know. And I guess I should have felt like I was, you know, a weenie for not doing all of that. But dang, he was so good. And you know what else is that he would want to show me? I wonder how many of our listeners were like this, that your parents, whether it was your mom or your dad, kept offering to teach you or show you, whether it's repairing something, cooking something, doing taxes. Your parents offer, and you're just like, I just don't.
No, yeah. You got to watch this stuff so you know how to do it. You know, like a lot of the stuff I do around the house, I'll make sure, like both kids are like at least tuned into what I'm doing. Come take a peek, try to learn something.
Well, yeah.
Along those lines, Jessica wrote in and said, my dad hangs up my wall art and whatnot and puts my furniture together. If I get something new, it's in pieces. He also comes over and changes the oil in my car and makes sure it's running good. I'm 29 years old, says Jessica.
I like the wall art thing, too, because that can be done badly. And so
crooked art. Nobody wants crooked art in the house.
That's right.
It's embarrassing. Very embarrassing.
Yeah. You know, with my stepdaughter, I try to show her stuff like when I change the filters in all of the furnaces and ACs and stuff like
that.
I brought her along to show her how to do that. I've shown her how to like fix the garage door thing, you know, the little sensor beams and everything like that. Just little things like that I do. But you can just tell when she's there that she's just putting in the time. It's almost like she's an inmate and she's just doing her time.
She's like, I'll call somebody in the future for this.
That's right. I mean, it's almost like, you know, inmates get out and then they just do the same crime again or whatever. Yeah. She's going to get out from being in this house and she's not going
to. You need to have a little pop quiz about things that you've showed her. I mean, you need a little quiz.
She's not going to retain any of this.
Little quiz.
Karen says, I am 45 years old. I still go to Costco every month with my mom, so I don't have to buy my own membership. So,
Mom
is doing the Costco membership for her.
That's funny.
Okay. What do you got?
Casey says, boys, I am 40 years old, and my mom still makes family recipes when I request them. I come over for dinner a couple times a week. Mom, make your famous Salisbury steak.
Amanda says, my mother-in-law raised 10 kids, so I call every time my kid gets sick for her home remedies. That's practical and wise, if you ask.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one. PC says, my mom still makes my appointments for me, my dentist, my gyno, my wellness visits. I'm 30. She's like my own personal assistant. Okay, so your dentist appointment is in 6 months. Make a note.
Oh, man.
You know what? That sounds nice.
It's like her own personal concierge. That's what's going on.
Yeah, that's
there.
Nice.
Christine, I'm 38. I still have to coordinate with my parents when I get on my roof so my dad can hold the ladder.
I've been there.
Apparently she doesn't trust anyone else to hold the ladder.
Dads are good for holding the ladders. I've done that with my dad.
And she wrote back and said, it's probably more my dad doesn't trust anyone else to help his little girl. Yeah,
that's good.
I get that.
Ryan says, Ryan, 32. My dad took my car for me a week ago and had tires put on it. It's just too confusing, so he just handles it for me. There's nothing confusing, Ryan. Just roll in and they'll just do it for you when you're there. They'll tell you what tires you need.
I wonder if he's worried that he's going to get ripped off. You know, with cars, not tires. If you go to a reputable tire place, you're going to be fine. But, you know, I think some people, when it comes to anything with their cars, whether it's tires or a mechanic, they're worried. Or buying one, I guess.
Yeah,
they're
worried. There's so many numbers on the side of the tire. Oh.
I love Chelsea. She says, I still FaceTime my mom and ask her if my outfits match or look okay.
That's cute. Does this work, Mom? Do you like this?
That's really great.
That's great. And she'll be honest with you. Like, no. No, that's an ugly top. Take it off.
That's really nice.
What else? I got two more here. Jasmine says, my mom comes with me to doctor's appointments, blood work, etc., sits in the car and waits for me. 35 years old, ain't no shame in it, says Jasmine.
There's no shame.
Ain't no shame in it. Mom, wait for me in the car.
Aaron says, turning off and on the sprinkler system. No matter how many times my dad shows me, I always mess it up. Come on, it's only twice a year.
That's a pain. That's a pain, though. You got to do that right.
You know, there's a thought that I've got about all this. Why don't you read your second one, and then let's dive into this.
A little snarky. Jennifer says, my parents still help me with my crippling self-doubts and reinforce my insecurities and love comparing me to the children of others. And that's Jennifer. That's how my parents still help me.
That's a great one. Thank you, Jennifer. We love the laughs. You know, the thing is that we need to probably explain with this is that it's not so much like, oh, I still need to rely on my parents. It's that you are giving your parents a feeling of being useful and helpful. And that's what parents want. Like, if my son ever reaches out about anything, I've never interpreted it as, oh, he still needs his dad. He's a grown-ass adult. It's like, I still feel like I am useful.
That's and a nice way of doing it, yeah.
So really, look, total honesty here. Some people are just lazy-ass slugs, and they rely on their parents to do everything. But in some of these other cases, whether it's like, you know, Erin with her sprinkler system, your dad probably loves that you want him to come over and help with that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
I think so. Let's grab a quick call before we go to a break. It's Jen on the phone. Hi, Jen. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're good.
So cool. What are your parents still helping you with?
Well, this was 20 years ago when I was 46 years old. I was going through a divorce, and both my kids were at the School of Mines, and my dad helped me. He gave me the money for a down payment on a townhome so that they could live their school years. And so what he did is he had me sign a note to pay him back, which was great. And, you know, it really taught me how helpful that was. It created a legacy. I still own the place. And, in fact, I have volleyball School of Mines living there, and they sort of just pass it down from...
that's really cool. What a great story.
Have you paid back that loan yet?
Oh, yeah. I paid it back a long time ago. So, yeah.
See,
but it was really nice. And at the time, I didn't really get why he was going to charge it. He charged me just a little bit of interest, but it really taught me, you know, this is really a good thing. You know, it teaches you responsibility.
Absolutely.
And it was awesome. So, yeah.
I love this
Jen,
call.
That's
Thank
a great,
you.
Great story. Thank you for that.